All right, so we're going to jump into a deep dive today. For all you Samsung DeX users out there, you might be feeling a little uneasy about the DeX for PC app maybe going away. But don't worry, we're going to explore a popular alternative. It's called Microsoft's Link to Windows, and we'll see if it really lives up to the hype.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how Samsung is kind of shifting gears here. They're stepping away from DeX for PC and sort of giving a nod to Microsoft.
It really does raise some eyebrows to get to the bottom of it. We're looking at this article from Android Authority, published just yesterday, December 13th, 2024. The author was a DeX enthusiast, just like you, and decided to try Link to Windows.
I think a lot of people familiar with DeX might be surprised, especially with Link to Windows compatibility.
So for those who aren't as familiar, DeX lets you connect your Samsung phone to a monitor or PC. Hmm. It gives you this desktop-like experience. You can use apps to manage files. You can even do some light gaming, all from a bigger screen. Now, back to the article, the author wondered if Link to Windows was basically just DeX for everyone. And it kind of is.
Yeah, Link to Windows works with a lot more phones than just Samsung devices. So you could have a Pixel or a OnePlus or even a Galaxy, and you can connect it to your Windows laptop.
That's pretty cool, expanding access like that. So we're talking about managing photos, sending messages, even taking calls all from your laptop using your phone.
Precisely, a lot of features that DeX users are already used to, but now it's accessible to more people.
But the article highlights a big difference when you use a Samsung phone with Link to Windows.
Yeah, this is where the Samsung and Microsoft partnership really shines.
Okay, this is where things start to get interesting. Tell me more.
Using Link to Windows with a Samsung device gets you closer to that original DeX experience. You can control apps on your phone right from your laptop screen. So imagine playing a mobile game on your phone, but you're using your laptop keyboard and mouse instead of tapping the screen.
I've tried that with a different setup, and let me tell you, it was a hilarious disaster.
Yeah.
But I can see how it could be good for, like, strategy games.
Absolutely. That opens up a ton of possibilities.
Uh-huh. And the article goes on to say that Samsung users get extra perks when using Link to Windows.
Yeah, things like sharing Bluetooth devices between your phone and laptop, having a more stable connection when using mobile data, and you even have an instant hotspot option.
That makes you wonder if Samsung is giving their own customers a better deal, even though they're moving away from DeX for PC.
It's a smart strategy. It keeps their users happy, but it also lets them reach more people through Microsoft's platform.
It makes you think about the bigger picture. Is this the beginning of a trend where we see more phone and software partnerships like this?
It's certainly possible. And if that is the case, what does it mean for us? Will we have a bunch of different systems or will it become more unified?
Speaking of other options, the article also talked about Motorola's Ready4.
Ah, yes. Ready4 is a really good alternative, but it only works with Motorola phones.
So it's Motorola's answer to DeX, and it lets you do a lot of the same things, like casting apps to a bigger screen, watching shows and managing files. And it's all wireless.
Right.
Yeah, it's all wireless. It's like this mini desktop, but just powered by your Motorola phone.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And it really highlights this trend of wanting to use our phones and computers together.
But it makes you think, with phone as desktop experiences getting more popular, will we see other companies try to make their own versions, like DeX?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this the future?
If you think about it, this rise in desktop-like experiences really changes how we see our phones. They're not just for calls or social media anymore. They're becoming so much more powerful and versatile.
Yeah, you're right. And that opens up a lot of cool possibilities, not just for work, but for entertainment and gaming, too.
Exactly. Now, back to the article. Did the author think that DeX for PC was a thing of the past after using Link to Windows?
They said that they might not miss DeX for PC as much as they thought they would. Link to Windows seemed to cover most of the same stuff, even if it wasn't a perfect replacement.
Right, and that's something to keep in mind. There will always be compromises with any of these options. But the author did think that Link to Windows was a really strong option, especially with those extra Samsung features.
It is interesting. I wonder if that focus on Samsung could divide the Android world. It's great for Samsung users,
yeah.
But does it make things harder for people with other Android phones?
That's a really good point. It definitely raises concerns about having a bunch of different systems, but it could also push other phone companies to create their own partnerships and features for their devices.
True. It could lead to more competition, which is good for us. So in the end, the author seemed happy with Link to Windows as a replacement for DeX.
Yeah, they did. And they ended the article with a pretty cool comparison. They compared Link to Windows to Apple's iPhone mirroring. Do you think Link to Windows could ever be that seamless?
Ooh, that's a good one. Apple is known for making their devices work really well together. Could Microsoft do that with Link to Windows? It's hard to say Apple has really set the bar high with their devices. But maybe with time, Link to Windows could get there.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And it'll be really interesting to see how this all unfolds, especially with all these DeX-like options coming out. It feels like a whole new world for mobile devices.
Yeah, it really does feel like the line between phones and computers is blurring. So, where do you see this all going? What do you think is the future of these desktop-like phone experiences?
Well, I think we're just getting started. As phones get even more powerful, I wouldn't be surprised if they become the main thing we use for everything. Imagine working on a spreadsheet on your phone, and then just like that, you're presenting it on a big screen, or using your phone to run a virtual reality thing. The possibilities are crazy.
It's definitely a cool time to be following all this tech.
Oh,
Thanks for
really?
going on this deep dive with us and explaining all of this.
No problem. It's always fun to talk about.
And for all of you listening, keep an eye on how these phone as desktop things are changing. It's a really interesting area, and who knows what amazing new things are coming next. Until next time, keep exploring.